Vitamin Water was born in New York City because New Yorkers needed a drink that can do it all. Because we can do it all. Like walk 30 blocks in under an hour, follow four of the city's sports teams at once, and spend all day in the Chinatown arcade. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow.
I felt like a vaudeville singer who like had her belt on too tight.
That's
and
kind
is
of
like
your vibe.
Yeah, I know.
Is vaudeville singer.
I do think that as well, actually, which I love for me.
Jesse, how the fuck are you?
I'm good. I hate to say it, but I am good.
The mania is on an upswing.
It's on an upswing. I went to a coffee shop this morning and I am, and for all of the listeners who are like TMI, I am in a period like none other. And by that I do mean my cycle. And I also mean that it is aggressive.
That's why you're wearing red shorts.
Yeah, I always wear red when I'm on my period at the beginning because I'm like, in case I bleed through, which is just the rationale is absolutely stunning. So I went to this coffee shop and I woke up and I was like, I need something sweet immediately. So I said to myself, I'm going to get a carrot cake. And I said like to the woman, I was like, can I have a coffee and a carrot cake? And she was like, a carrot cake? Carrot cake? Do we have carrot cake? Like the amount of times this woman screamed carrot cake, I said, oh my God.
Where was this coffee shop? Like a fancy one?
It's not that fancy. It's just like, it's called like the New York Bagel Shop, but they have like a thing of cakes. And I said, I'm going to get a slice of cake because I was like, boop, boop. And a carrot cake is breakfast. And we can all agree on that.
You know my belief about breakfast foods.
It can be carrot cake.
It can be anything.
It really can be.
I had a can of soup for breakfast every morning in high school.
That is upsetting to me.
Well, and most things that happened to me in high school are.
That's a sad breakfast for me. But I have dinner a lot for breakfast. But so I wanted carrot cake today for breakfast. So I was like, carrot cake it is. And I think it's a healthy cake in the scheme of cakes.
Well,
hear me out. And so I say, carrot cake. This woman starts screaming carrot cake. And then this guy's like, we don't have a carrot cake muffin. So I guess she said muffin. And then I truly went, forget it. I'll just get a gluten-free bagel with like a tofu cream cheese. And then she gave me a wheat bagel.
Why? Because you didn't want to say I didn't mean a muffin, I meant a slice of actual carrot cake.
I don't know what happened, but when she screamed carrot cake at 8 a.m and there was like a bunch of people behind me, I thought I've never been more humiliated in my life. I was humiliated. It was like, this girl's a wreck. This girl's a wreck. Do we have a wreck for this girl? Like, I was just like, I made a choice. And I practically whispered it to her. And she belted it at the top of her lungs. And she knows who she is. And I bet she listens. And to that woman, I say, why'd you do that to me? And then did I tell her that she gave me the wrong bagel? No, I sat with that because I said, that woman will.
Wait, so what kind of bagel did she give you?
I literally said gluten-free. She gave me like, I've never seen oatmeal on a bagel, but it had like oats on it.
Ew.
It was like a wheat oat bagel.
It's probably like a multigrain or something.
Yeah,
shit.
It was gross. I don't like it. But did I eat it? Yeah. Was I upset? Yeah.
I made spaghetti for lunch.
I like a spaghetti lunch.
Just like a little bowl of spaghetti with
butter.
That's
gorgeous. What kind of sauce do you do?
I just put butter on it.
Okay, butter. I do love butter.
Because it was a lunch spaghetti.
Oh, God. Bread and butter right now, too. I'm like, I would dip my face in butter. I think of Tyra Banks a lot in Life Size, and when she's like, good, and he's like, it's butter. And I'm like, butter is good.
Butter is amazing.
Butter is psychotic. And sometimes I don't eat butter, and when I have it again, I'm always like, butter is good.
You Why forget doesn't butter how amazing have a PR butter agent? Is.
Yeah, I need...
If you're cooking literally anything and you're like, oh, something's off, just fucking add some butter.
Yeah, it'll save anything.
It'll save anything.
It will actually... It'll kill people. It'll kill people is but the unfortunate thing. I know. What are you going to do? Now, you went to Miami.
I did.
Miami, a place I've never been, a land I've never conquered, a place that you said for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You were there. And you also said it's hot there. It's Vegas, but it's like the happy Vegas is what we were talking about last time. Please report back.
It was very hot.
Hot. It's hot in Miami.
And humid as all get out.
Humid. Uh-oh.
It was just very unbearable.
It was thick. Oh, thick air. Unbearable, you say.
I mean, it was bad. It was not. It was very thick air.
Ooh.
And it was expensive, and I went out a lot. And
how was that? Like, you were, in a way, young again. When I think of going out, I feel
the thing
young.
Is, there's, I do like the occasional seedy night out.
Absolutely.
You know?
Once in a blue?
Once in a blue, but like, you know, your girl can get down and dirty.
Yes,
but
you can.
I used to do it a lot.
Sure.
When I was like 22, 23, 24.
Right.
I was going out every night. Loved going out.
Loved going
out. I'm a completely different person.
Me too.
I mean, night and day.
Night and day.
And so I do still like a seedy vibe, a seedy night
out. Yes, yes.
But I don't want there to be a lot of other people there.
I never want other people there.
You know when you walk into a bar and there's visibly empty tables?
I love that.
That is what
That's why a diner. And that is why diners are king.
But see, this is what I'm saying is I do like the dirty kind of like getting fucked up, who knows what we're taking kind
Hell
of thing.
Yeah, but not with a pushing. I'm not pushing to get drunk.
Not pushing, no. Not people there.
No.
And so, we waited in line.
Oh,
to get in, and that you know, I can't do that shit.
Oh, like waited to get in.
Yeah,
as soon as I'm waiting, I'm out.
And I'm like, I can't.
This no,
is, but I'm trying to be a team player.
You're a team player. Good for you.
Miserable. And I'm like, let's just go back to this amazing apartment that my friend lives in. I'm like,
yeah,
and like. Do the same thing.
Except for like in the comfort of a beautiful home and where someone isn't rubbing up against me.
So
ugh.
That was, you know, I'm happy I went. I had a good time.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm like getting too old. And I think I had been traveling a lot. The quota has been.
It's reached a cap, if
been.
You will. It's high.
And my antisocialness is just, you know,
it's
not
time
handling
to.
It
no.
as well. But yeah, I mean, and then I went to the most amazing drag brunch I've ever seen.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. You sent me that one video
and I literally went,
I actually believe in America again.
For 4th of July, we went to some very wealthy kid's house and it was like right on the ocean.
I knew
almost nobody there, but
perfect. I'm incognito. Did we flirt?
I don't know that I talked to a single other gay person.
Absolutely.
There weren't any around.
Where?
Oh, wait.
What?
I'm forgetting about the day at the gay place.
Okay, great.
At the drag brunch.
Okay, drag brunch.
Brunch was completely chock full of gay people.
Okay, love that. And how's the vibe? What's the crowd like?
The crowd was great.
Okay, love. Are we making eye contact?
I mean, there's amazing shows going
Absolutely.
On, so it's more like being at a concert than
interesting.
Than being at like it's like a very famous drag brunch.
Oh, okay.
Like people
come far and wide.
Come far and wide, and it's like a prefix thing where it's unlimited mimosas, and you have to pick like from this to eat. And
it's an event.
We had a hookah. We ordered a hookah at the bar.
Oh my God.
And of course that was the guy. I was like, I'm obsessed with this hookah guy.
Yeah.
Who was like older than everyone. And
but he knew a lot. I bet he was wise.
Strong energy.
I like that.
And he did bring us shots at the end.
Hell yeah.
I didn't really flirt, but it was, I had fun.
I love that.
And it was like a fun crowd.
I love that.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. I would definitely go back, just okay, not when that. It's so fucking hot.
Yeah. So not, I don't even know what that means, in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. A fall Miami, absolutely.
They're hot times, fall, winter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Or,
like, I didn't know that this is come off season in Miami.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay, wow.
Because when I talked, Taylor Strecker was like, oh, you're going super off season.
She would know.
Because
good for
you. It's so fucking hot and sticky.
That makes sense. What do I know? Truly nothing. Yeah. When it comes to Miami, I know not. I am a virgin.
I did. We went to a bar after the drag brunch.
Okay.
That's owned by Gloria Estefan. Thank you so much.
I already trusted it wholeheartedly.
And it was A, so fun. B, I ordered us like these fun shots. So there's four of us.
You're a shots guy.
In Miami, see, I have to turn. I turn on Vacation Chris.
Okay, Vacation Chris is like shots all around.
Vacation Chris, if a shot's offered, he'll take it.
Okay, and like, what is the shot that you're ordering?
If I'm ordering,
yeah,
tequila shot.
I'm doing Pickleback. That's who I am.
I mean, and there was a time when I did Pickleback.
That's who I am.
But
still.
Also, like a daytime, like I'm like tequila keeps me up, and I want.
It's an upper. Everybody knows tequila is an upper.
But she handed me the shots, and like I immediately knocked three out of the four of them over.
Oh no.
And she like had turned her back, and she turned and she was like, did you? And I was like, yeah, that one's on me. And like, it was like a fun,
that's fun
exchange.
Okay, cute. And did she refill them?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, God bless her.
And I didn't even ask, she just did it.
Oh, she knew.
She was fine. But yeah, and I mean, the people there are really nice.
I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. How have you been? How was your...
I'm good. So the carrot cake thing was this morning. So, I'm coming off of that still. It's something to think about. But then, like, yeah, this week I've, like, woken up, if that makes sense. I feel like all of Jesse has come back.
Fuck yeah.
And that feels really good. And, like...
It comes in cycles. There's cycles where I'm like, I feel confident. I feel amazing. I feel ready to fucking slay. I'm amazing.
Yeah,
and then
there's
times when I'm like, I feel
tired. All the
tired
time,
and
the
like disgusting. And like, I just don't want to be around anyone.
Yeah.
And that's how I was feeling in Miami.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it wasn't as amazing as it could have been, because I wasn't the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're full. I have been like, wanting to walk into rooms with people I don't know and go, what up, sluts? And I don't know where that's coming from. Like, truly an inner part of my gut is like, is like a phoenix on the rise. is like, why are we not? I just like, I don't even know.
Well, that's maybe someone's buzzing your door to come up
and meet that energy. Prove it. Yeah, show us that. I did stumble upon a song I also really like this morning. But yeah, this last week's been good. She's back, bitch. That's A. B is, I really want to start celebrating fashion again.
Amen.
You know, like,
summer's hard.
That's my problem. Summer
I hate
is so,
the summer.
I hate sweating. Sweating isn't sexy.
It's so
to me.
Hard to, and I am, both of us are
sweaters.
More is more.
With yes, I want to layer
with fashion.
Yes.
And I'm like, if I can't put a fucking hat and a coat on it,
that's the problem.
It's a nightmare.
I know. I've been really trying to serve, and I'm like, what do I have that's one layer and fabulous? And it doesn't, like, I love to buy things to layer, and you can't in the summer. And I just hate when I put my makeup on and I go to leave and my makeup's halfway down my face. I'm like, well, that's not the look I wanted, but it is the look I'm serving.
I never feel sexier than in the fall.
Let me explain to you something. In the fall, I am reborn. I'm a sex kitten.
That first crisp fall day.
Yeah. Ooh.
My dick is hard when I'm walking around the whole all day long. I have to get a doctor.
I am dripping wet when fall comes. I'm just like,
that's why I'm wearing my Doc Martens. Absolutely. So I don't slip.
Me too. And I'm like, if you give me a sweater, you give me an open sweater, you give me a little coat, you give me like a little hat, you give me a scarf action.
Oh, get
out of here. Especially a knee-high boot. I'm like, bye. Have thighs you seen out.
A me in a scarf?
I have seen you in a scarf. And I will say, it makes me quiver.
Thank you.
My legs lock.
Don't blame you.
I'm always like rough.
And it's the same. I see a man in a crew neck sweater.
That's the other thing.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Nothing. Turns me on. Like a man in a crew neck.
Oh my God. I tell you what, there is a man in a pea coat. I'm always like, I'm jumping out this window.
Choke me to death.
Literally take that scarf, wrap it around my neck, choke me with it.
Spit in my mouth.
And keep my boots on the whole time.
Throw
you dirty
your cologne scented pea coat over my dead body.
Oh my God. And put your mark on it. I don't even care.
Kick me into the river. I don't give a shit.
There is something about fall. There is something so romantic about fall. I used to always joke and say I took the summer off from dating and I would come back in the fall because I'm like, I used to be like, I can't date when I have upper lip sweat. I just don't want to. I just like feel like it's not even fair. But in the
everything's
fall,
better
I'm
in
like,
the fall.
Let's go, bitch.
The months of October 1st until December, until I'll even say this.
New Year's.
Until October 1st to January 1st. Mm-hmm. Forget about it.
I'll even say some of September because I'm a Virgo and my birthday's in September. So and, I am like.
Weather-wise, sometimes I'm still disappointed in September.
You do think.
And then those are the times when you look great and you're sweating.
Exactly. Because you're like, I pulled out the vest too soon and I do know that. But at the same time, I tell you, I look hot.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. I'm really excited for fall fashion and it's upsetting to me because I'm still, what even is it like? I just donated some more clothes, but I'm disappointed with my dresses. I'm like, what's a summer dress and why do I hate them all? I hate them all.
I hate everything about summer.
I really do. I think
barbecues shoot me.
Ew.
I hate a barbecue.
I hate a barbecue. Here's the other problem. I really don't like, flip-flops. I don't like the vibe of a flip-flop.
No.
Okay.
I hate shorts.
Shorts I don't like.
If I never saw a man in a pair of shorts again.
That's the problem.
I would be thrilled.
I would also be thrilled.
I don't care about
my boyfriend who is hypothetically listening. And if he isn't, that's on him. And if he is, hello to you. It's like, it's hard in the summer.
Does he love shorts?
Of course he has shorts.
Does he love them, I said.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot of guys love shorts.
And that's the problem. The problem is...
My father wears shorts all year.
Honestly, so does my father. Now that you say it, my dad has like the sweatpants shorts that I look at my mother and I go, how did this happen to you?
The last time I was home, my neighbor was like, I saw a psycho standing pumping their gas with shorts. Not the last time I was home, but over the winter. And it was like a snowstorm. They're like, it was your father. And I was like, yeah.
That sounds like,
he loves shorts.
What is it with that?
I think it's a sign of
a psycho. Because what I love like a brown boot. Okay. I love like a dark jean.
A work boot?
And then honestly, I do love a collared shirt, like a nice collared shirt under a sweater. And then I'm just like,
Oh my God. And he's business.
And he's so business. He's like a worker. He like has to work. He's like working on things and he's working on him.
And I like the feeling of soft layers between me and someone I'm cuddling with, you know?
If it's cashmere.
I don't need a naked cuddle in the fall.
Not in the fall. First of all, I want to be shivering. I want any person
Take
I'm with to be like, are
holes.
You okay? Like, oh my God. Like, I want that. You know, I want like a coat over me at all times. I want to be shivering. Ugh. I want to be cuddled with blankets and to be so, so cold.
Yes.
That's what I want.
A fireplace?
Oh my God.
Jesse.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
A fireplace.
A fucking fireplace. Are you bringing fire today? Because
an
fireplace.
Indoor fireplace. And let me tell you something.
That sucks. I would just.
I don't want the gas fireplace.
Say it.
I want a real, I want you to be coming in with wood that you just chopped.
I want to watch you chop it. Don't even, TikTok used to be, for me, only men chopping wood.
That's my Instagram.
Hell yeah. And it honestly turns me on every time. A man, first of all, I don't understand, and I have thrown an axe, thank you for knowing, and I think I've tried to chop wood, the strength and then the accuracy of a man who chops wood for a fire for me is exactly what I want.
Can I tell you, I follow someone on Instagram who chops wood.
Yeah.
And then builds a fire. And then cooks a very elaborate meal over the open fire.
Please don't say that.
Outside.
Like for who? Always, just for him?
Just for him.
Oh, my God.
And it's like he shows like how to make.
Slide into that DM.
I'm
slip and certain slide.
He's not gay, but.
Well, you don't know.
Last night I was Googling a gay fisherman group.
Hell yeah. First of all, I'm also joining. Second of all, that's stunning. A gay for. I feel like
there was 18,000 people in the one that came up on Facebook. I didn't join though.
Oh, why?
Because. I'm not actually a fisherman.
But who is?
I'm just interested in dating a fisherman.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested in dating a fisherman. That's fun.
I was watching a Wicked Tuna again, the new season, about the tuna fishing.
You love it.
And that's how I ended up Googling gay fisherman.
I love that.
There's a new deckhand that's a cutie, I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I just really do want fall to come. I just wanted to be here. I'm upset that people think summer's sexy. It just confuses me a tad. Like, what about an AC is sexy? Nothing.
Nothing is sexy about an AC. What
an
are you?
An AC is so repulsive to me. And like,
well, I'm going to be honest. I love the sound of an AC.
Do you really?
I really love it.
Like the gentle hum of it. What is it about it? Or just the idea that
it makes me feel safe.
That's so beautiful. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't
in a room. Like it makes me feel.
Yeah.
Like closed off from the outside world.
And in a way you are.
And I like it.
I like that for you.
Like I sleep better with an AC on.
Wow. Sometimes I don't think. I mean, I normally have both AC units on like all the time in the summer because I just like I literally loathe being hot. I loathe it.
The worst.
I loathe it.
I mean, I just miss. I'm already missing.
I'm missing.
Popping on a sweatshirt.
I know. I made it so cold yesterday. I was popping on sweatshirts and I won't apologize for it.
Sweaters.
And I have to say in sweaters, too. And I really would like to talk to you know what I'd like to talk. I went into coffee shops the other day. I was like looking to work somewhere. And the audacity of some of these coffee shops that I'm like, why are you not blasting the AC?
Places that leave the fucking windows open in the middle of the summer. I used to have to at the restaurant, they'd be like, open the doors. I'd be like, it's 85. And they're like, it's nice. People want it open. And then I have to work 12 fucking hours.
I'm like, are you sick? I think it's when people want you to go in and out. That's what I think. I go, if you're a restaurant and you don't have your AC on, to me, A, you're rude. B, you're pushing me out. You're shoving me out the door.
Do you know that this was a constant battle I would have with the owners of the restaurant? Because they would always be like, and they liked it. They're like from Israel. They like it hotter than.
I don't like that. They like a muggy air. If you like a muggy air, you're not a friend of mine.
The
you
one
really,
was
you
like,
can't be. You cannot
was like,
be.
Unless it's below 90, we shouldn't have the air on. Or above 90.
Above 90, we should. Oh, what?
And I was like, that's.
Are you sick?
Absolutely
that's illegal.
Crazy. I
that's
was like,
illegal.
70.
I'd be like, my mother works for the Better Business Bureau of Washington, D.C., and I would hate to tell her that you said that. I mean, I would be appalled. I'd be livid. I used to get in fights in the office that we worked at because I would get in and lower the temperature every single day.
Because it's so fucking hot.
It's so hot. And people who say, don't get me started on in an office when someone's like, I'm cold. I'm like, how lucky.
Put on a sweater.
How lucky for you to be cold. Yeah, put on a sweater. Here's a blanket. If I'm hot, I'll do no work. How about that? That's a promise.
I'm just going to sit there and complain about how fucking hot it is.
And that's all there is.
And that's all there is.
And that is all there is.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
Honestly, case closed.
That's it.
That is it.
Done, period.
Fin, final.
End of sentence.
I'm done. I love a good rant.
Who doesn't?
Honestly, I love a good rant. I've been ranting just to myself recently because here's another rant I have. Ready? Have you ever been to Nashville or like Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay. So there, when I was there, what I found so funny, was they have scooters everywhere, right? Scooters. It's like a city bike, but like a scooter, a motorized scooter. Okay.
They have those in LA.
They have those in LA. People love to scoot. Y'all want to scoot? That's what we said when we were there. I said, y'all want to scoot? Because everyone's drunk and everyone's like, how do we get from point A to point B? Let me pick up a scooter. And here's another thing I have. How can you, in New York, okay, where cabs are murderers on the run, okay, murderers on the run, you give people bikes with no helmet? Answer that question. Answer that question.
I think they're starting to put helmets.
How many murders are we hiding?
It says, what are we talking, city bike?
I am talking city bike. They might come
scooters, you think the scooters are better?
Also don't have helmets. No, no one has helmets. People are like, here's a vehicle, which you can be drunk or sober, no restrictions.
Well, I think that the important thing here is...
You work for City Bike?
Where do we put...
There should be a helmet dispenser. What do you mean?
If you don't have a helmet...
There should be an option.
But would you want to wear a fucking helmet that's...
There should be a cleaning
kept on the
system.
Street?
There should be a cleaning... This is what I see. Ready? This is what it looks like because I actually have seen it in my mind. Okay? It's a cylinder-like tube. The size of yourself bear hugging, okay? Your arms this big. Do you see? You can see, but how do I describe that for people with...
Like a spaceship?
Like a spaceship?
How big?
How big is this right here?
I don't know what your gesture... Oh, it's like a tree.
Okay, a tree.
An adult tree.
An adult tree, thank you. Probably like 30, whatever.
Like an oak.
An oak tree, thank you. The size of that, okay? It's that big... Tall as an oak. Now hear me out, because what happens is there's like a dispenser that is like a window someone could open and go, hi, how are you? But no one's in there. Okay. You actually put the helmet in there. When the helmet goes in, it goes into a system that has cleaning solution and products. Okay. And then you can take a helmet out. So you have to return the helmet. Okay. Same way that you return the bike, you return the helmet and it's cleaned in a system, a tube system that it's cleaned in. I'm not a scientist, but I am an inventor in my own mind. And if I wanted to be an inventor, I'd probably invent this. I don't have the time. So if any of the scientists that listen to this want to take this idea, give me a little credit, maybe like 5% of the company.
Where does the energy come from to run the machine?
Well, the same way City Bikes is powered by something that it knows when it's in and out. Whatever powers it, probably the city. I'm not sure how electronics work. It powers that system, tube, tree, oak.
Listen, I think that it could work.
Thank you.
Not in this city.
How dare you?
And
why are we killing people on bikes in this city?
I feel like I don't want these giant,
you don't want
oak
a big
tree
tube
size tubes.
For safety. Why? Who cares?
I think that people can buy helmets and
people don't
take them with them. Then that's on them.
See, but I don't.
If someone hands, we have knives in the kitchen, we don't stab them into ourselves.
The problem with city bikes is people make a last minute decision sometimes. And I don't think that's right to do that.
We say wear a helmet. It's like drinking and driving. We say do not drink and drive. Do not drink and drive. This is what's going to happen if you drink and drive. On City Bike, they say a bunch of times,
bring a helmet. But here's the thing. I just don't think. I see people on bikes. I see people on scooters. Y'all want to scoot. And no one's wearing a helmet. And I am not one of those people that can sit by like y'all and just say, okay, I can't do it.
It really comes down to, I guess,
believe.
I think people would be pissed.
Pissed?
If we said you absolutely have to wear a helmet.
You don't have to, but I would like to have an option there for people who go, oh, I didn't know I was going to want to ride a city bike. Now I do, and I don't have my helmet, and here's an option. I think more people would wear helmets, I'd like to hope. And then if they don't, I would actually hit them on purpose because I'd be like, you're so dumb. I take that back. Please know that.
There's something
freeing
about riding a bike without a helmet, though.
You?
I don't ride fucking bikes. What do I look like?
Yeah. If I lived in a beach town, picture this.
But growing up, I did not wear helmets all the time.
That's terrible. How did your parents let that happen? When
not
I go to
the
park
time.
And I rollerblade and I see a kid without a helmet, I literally just point at them. I point and go, where's the helmet?
My parents didn't know. They would make us wear a helmet and then we would take them off.
Are you a freaking badass kid who's like not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Good thing you never fell off a skateboard. Just kidding. Could have hurt your head.
I was wearing a helmet.
Good. Thank God.
And I still had cement in my face.
So imagine if you hadn't worn that helmet. I don't want to think about it. I
landed on my face.
Ooh. That's not pretty.
And on my arm, which is why it broke in.
Yeah, the arm. That's a roughie.
Did you know that they got those scooters in Hoboken for 2 weeks? And because people were so drunk and stupid with them, they came and took them all back.
Good. I see. That's responsible.
And people
to
were
me.
Like throwing them off the thing.
What is wrong with people? Do you ever wonder
people
that?
People love throwing shit into rivers and water.
I think that's...
It's like they say in Amsterdam, the bottom of the canals are like 3 feet of bikes.
What did you say to me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people throw their bikes off the canal.
Out of anger? Why are you throwing a bike?
No, like if like it's a thing they do.
Make a wish?
Drunk guys do stuff like that.
Wow. First of all, drunk guys never done that for me, which is hurtful. I would love them to throw their own bike into the water and say to me, I'm devoted to you and I'll walk you home. I don't even have a bike. Throw bike. And I go, okay.
I remember my brother's friend getting in trouble when we were at the camp because he was throwing his bike off of like the side of a cliff.
What?
And just to kind of see what happens.
Turns out gravity does affect bikes.
Also,
and
did I dare him to do it? Yes, I did.
The culprit, the actual culprit.
He did it.
Wow. He must have liked bike. You.
No.
You never know.
Just we were like seven.
Oh, sorry. Oh, seven?
What did you think? This was recent?
No, I just
you think
was...
I recently dared no, someone I to throw their bike off of a cliff?
Something. No, maybe. I don't
know
you.
I wasn't even gay in high school.
In Miami? Same. I love that. I wasn't even gay in high school. But aren't we? I was thinking about high school the other day. Just kind of thinking about it. Just kind of like, I just like remembered how freshman year and sophomore year I was an athlete. And I played soccer, and I remember how I used to wear, like, I used to love getting dressed up in high school. Remember That's So Raven?
Yeah, of course.
I'm really insulted.
You know, the first thing I ever wrote was a spec script of That's So Raven when I was, like, 12.
We are soulmates. It's so funny to me how much we're soulmates. So
I, like, since Victor left, the food's no good.
Do you remember
since
the
Victor
episode?
Left, their the food's no good. It's undercooked and poorly seasoned.
Yeah.
I used to... Like,
do you remember the episode where she goes, Kapowie, and it's about the cooking show and he's passed out because of the hypno?
I don't know.
I think it's one of the funniest episodes of anything on TV. I remember crying, laughing because they put him on like this table, her and the mom. It's very physical, the episode. And I would cry laughing and I made Sarah watch it when we were really high one time. And I was crying. It's so funny. But Raven was like my fashion inspiration. Remember her pants and her like, she was so fucking cool.
I was going to reference That's So Raven earlier in this conversation.
What stopped you?
When you were talking about the woman yelling cheesecake. Remember that episode when they go and they get the like ice cream and they get the, it's like a big, huge sundae and they're like, this is not an alarm. We have someone ordered the 100th scoop.
Yeah. Remember the one when they're in the radio show and the AC turns on or the fan? Remember they're like blowing back? It was so physical, That's So Raven. Remember she's on the desk? That was even in the opening where she's on the desk that's rolling down a hill. Like the physicality of that show is that of, I don't know how it was an Emmy nominated. Like, truly, it was stunning.
The girl who played the
Chelsea
cool cheerleader.
Oh, who dated Rob Kardashian and is now on The Real, I believe. Adrienne Bylar.
Adrienne Bylon? No. Was she in That's So Raven?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Are you?
She was in The Cheetah Girls with Raven.
I know. Of course she was in That's So.
The girl that was like the cool girl is now a Real Housewife of Atlanta. Maybe we're thinking of different cheerleaders.
Okay, maybe there were two. Okay, you'll have to show it to me. Kiki or?
Yeah, I think so. The one that like.
Because they were in 3LW.
The one that Eddie was in love with.
Okay. I'm
Who was in 3LW?
I thought the two girls in it. Adrienne was.
Adrienne was not in 3LW.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
Who was in 3LW?
Okay, I'm going to show you right now. For those of you who don't know 3LW...
I know 3LW.
for those of you like Chris who don't know 3LW, it's so, so important to educate yourself on old 90s references because 3LW is one of
And the other girl in 3LW was also in the Cheetah Girls.
That's what I know.
So what did they just replace?
The third girl, they were like, goodbye forever. And those two were friends and also did stuff together. Like, I was like, oh my God, it's the two girls from 3LW. Which, what's their one song? It's like, I had a problem, 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 saying, hey, no, I'm not the one. Say it again. Say it again. Oh, no, I'm not. My memory is so bad except for things that happened on Disney Channel.
Adrienne Bylone was only in the second season and then she was written off the show because of real life disagreements with Raven.
Okay, didn't know that. That's really upsetting. Second of all, but she was in it. So I would like credit for that. And thank you, everybody. And for everyone who doubted me,
but it looks like they're friends now because they're...
Oh, I love that. Okay, that actually makes me want to cry. I love when... We all can look back on Disney Channel and say, did you know?
What was your favorite Disney Channel original movie?
Sorry, this is so exciting that you're asking me this question and I really want to answer it correctly because I don't want to mess it up. So right now I'm just going to list some favorites if I may.
Okay.
Smart House. Fun.
Love Smart House.
Love Smart House.
With fucking, you know who is the most underrated actress in Hollywood?
Say it right now live on the scene.
Fucking Katie Sagal. Okay, she was the robot and she was the voice of Smart House.
Yes. She is underrated. She was in Malcolm in the Middle, yes? Or what was she in where she's the mom?
She's been the mom in so many things.
So many things.
She was in Married with Children.
That's it. That's what it was.
She was that. And then she was the mom in Eight Simple Rules.
That's it.
And then she is the...
That's Eight Simple Rules for sure with
matriarch of the entire band, like... Family and Sons of Anarchy. She's like a badass murderer.
Wow. Okay.
She's the mom. She's the voice of like a character on, I think, Family Guy.
Absolutely.
Like she has had an amazing career, and I think she's an amazing actress.
Honestly, middle child of the week is her this week. We love that. I do like her. She's great in Smart House. I remember being captivated, and I also loved. I'm sure you will too. Or say, love Vee. Bewitched, who we love, came on in that little girl's room, and it was
hey, boy, sit in your tree, come down and run for me.
I told my
friends say I look like my dad.
Thank you. Literally, I shared that with my boyfriend this weekend, and he absolutely judged me after. And I thought, I literally don't know if this is going to work. And I said, Chris and I are going to perform that when we go on tour. Like, I literally...
That's our, like, amp-up song.
That is our amp-up song. And I'm just like, if you speak this language, like...
And fake Irish step dancing.
Yes.
And the break.
And the words, like...
I'll send you mine. I'll show or you show me mine. I'll show me yours.
Gotta let me in.
I'm a wolf today.
Hey, that's after that.
Are you sure? Go back.
Yes, I am. Because you go, I'm a wolf today. Hey, hey, hey. I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll blow you away. Say you will, say you won't. Say you'll do what I don't. Say you're true, say to me. Good life. Say lovey. It's so good. Yeah.
It's the most.
Hey, boy, sit in your tree. Mommy always wants you to come for tea. Don't be shy. Straighten up your tie. Come down from the treehouse in the sky. I want to know just what I do. Here's a fairy ring. It's a room for two. I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
It's kind of sexual.
It is sexual, which is always funny.
I'm a wolf today. I think that's such a funny line.
I think it's an incredible artistic, poetic line.
I'm a wolf today. Yeah. I will huff and I'll puff.
And I'll blow you away. How about that? So it is stunning. Okay, so favorite movies. First of all, Cheetah Girls was absolutely legendary.
I was thinking about Cheetah Girls today because I keep Ubering places instead of taking the train.
Yeah.
And I feel like the girl... Who doesn't take the train in Cheetah
Girls? Absolutely. That is stunning. I love Cheetah Girl. Did I love Cadet Kelly? Of course I did.
Of course.
I will follow Hillary Duff till the edge of the earth. And then I was a big fan of Christy Carlson Romano because as someone who had anxiety and was a little uptight, it was nice to
see. But yeah.
The fall started. When did it start? I guess like after Even Stevens. I don't know when it started.
When she decided to stop acting and go to college like a normal person.
That's true. When you do that as a woman, if you go to better yourself or even turn to education, we have to say we're done with you. We have to throw you away. We have to discard.
I also think when your career is like hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. But Emma. Well, Natalie Portman did it. And didn't Emma from Harry Potter, what's her name? Emma whatever?
Emma Watson.
Watson did that
but
too.
But I think Emma Watson was arguably much more famous and
more mainstream. Regardless, I mean, good for her. Do you watch
arguably the most watched? Like,
right? Do you watch?
Which I'm watching all of. I have never watched all the Harry Potters. I'm doing it now.
Good for you. I was watching Christy Carlson Romano's YouTube because it comes up for me a lot. Like, it's suggested a lot.
It's devastating. Her YouTube.
It's devastating. Yeah. It is devastating. There's one video that's like how I blew my money. I blew the Even Stevens money when I was 18. I said, "Girl, I got it."
I mean,
girl, I got it. Of course, I got it.
Why me and Shia LaBeouf aren't talking?
I'll never get it. Remember when he was in that True Colors thing where he played a person with mental disabilities?
What True Colors thing?
I thought it was.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Yes. And I remember being like, he's a great actor.
And wasn't the girl's name True?
Yes. And it's like, I forget, but I remember that movie.
You with the sad eyes.
Don't be this girl. Okay, let's think of other movies. So Cadet Kelly, I obviously loved.
Because I had a crush on the guy.
As a rollerblader, of course I loved Brink. And the bad guy in that, remember he had long dark hair so hot. And
he
mean.
Wasn't really bad.
He wasn't that bad. He was just like...
misunderstood.
Yeah. He was, you know, signed with a brand for his rollerblading. And then he always wanted to win. And honestly, I respect that. Okay, what are other movies we
love? Luck of the Irish. Did you ever watch that one?
Okay, so you liked that guy in it. Because that's the same guy. Okay. Luck of the Irish, I wasn't into, no. Normally, if there was a male lead, I kind of wasn't into it. Unless it was like Smart House. So Luck of the Irish, I remember being like, this is dumb.
I don't remember it that well. But I like things about little people.
Okay.
Like... No, like, I love, and I can't explain why.
What?
Like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I love Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, too.
Have you ever seen The Borrowers?
Yes, of course. That is stunning when people are, like, tiny, and that is fun. Did you ever go to the Disney World or Disneyland that had, like, you could play in the set that was, like, it was a playground, but you felt small?
Oh, no, I don't think
so. So the slide was, like, a leaf. It was, like, fucking cool.
I mean... And then it turns out that a girl from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids went and was the second in command for that cult that was in my hometown.
Didn't know that. That's upsetting.
Nexium.
Every time
The one with the brands and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one. She was the one getting the other girls and doing the branding.
She was in Smallville.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That is. Yeah, that's upsetting.
Allison
I'll say
Mack.
That.
Ugh. Which all of it took place not only in Albany, in Latham, in my exact small town.
Okay. That's like under your nose. This is the two things I know about Honey Shrunk the Kids. A, I learned that I always want to have chips with sour cream and onion dip. And when I see the sour cream and onion dip, I think to myself, imagine A, swimming in that, and B, if I just ate a human. Okay, those are the two things I think. Mm-hmm. Then I also think about potassium. I don't know if you also
bananas,
learned
of course.
That bananas have potassium because of the girl who almost fainted, and they're like, we need potassium.
It's not
and
the
then
girl,
there's
it's
like
the sun.
And they're like, a banana. And I remember being like, note to self. Bananas have potassium.
What was I gonna say? Do you know who's in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Give it. Who? I don't.
The girl who is the friend that's like, we're gonna have a party that Allison Mack invites over, her friend, is played by none other than Mila Kunis. Like a 13-year-old Mila Kunis.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I probably haven't seen in, I don't want to date myself, but 20 years, something like that, 25 years.
I mean,
a while.
It's also like 70 minutes long. It's so short.
Wow. That's stunning.
And who doesn't love Rick Moranis?
That's the thing. I mean, who really doesn't? Remember when he was
stuck in the lawn?
he's above the lawn with the magnifying glass. Oh, God, that was so iconic. Wait, let's name more movies because I want to. I'm like, what were other movies that I loved on Disney Channel? Do you remember Stepsister from Planet Weird?
No.
Oh, my God. This is exciting. This is actually really exciting for you. Stepsister from Planet Weird, which I do recommend everybody watch, is when this actress who I was obsessed with, I think her the character's name is Megan, but she's actually a really good actress and I liked her. She might have been in Wishbone, not sure, but she was funny in it. And it's like a diary retelling and the stepsister like can turn into a bubble. She's like a bubble and she's like really pretty with long blonde hair and she sings. She's like, Alkalon, Alkalon, Zirkin, Dan, Zinini. And it's a very fun movie. I thought it was exciting. And they drink soda a lot. It's like very fun, very mystical.
I
think you should see it.
Halloween Town, obviously.
That's what Halloween Town, which you know that the main girl in it and the guy are engaged in real life.
Now?
Yeah.
They've got to be like 50.
No, I think they're in their 30s.
Did you see they released the poster for Hocus Pocus, the new one?
Yeah, I literally shit myself. I'm so excited.
I want to be in it.
Yeah, me too. Why weren't we asked?
I was thinking now, I'm like, if they remake Harry Potter, which who knows, they might.
Who knows?
Down the line.
Okay, who are we playing?
Teachers.
Absolutely, obviously. Teachers. I want to be like
McGonagall.
Absolutely. And I also want to even just like, first of all, let's talk about Maggie Smith for a second. Maggie Smith, what I love about Maggie Smith is Maggie Smith has actually been playing an 80-year-old woman for 45 Forever. Years.
She's the Morgan Freeman. She has a Morgan Freeman quality.
She does. It must have been hard at first. And then she was like, I've never made more money.
Ironically, they had that big movie together.
Who?
Driving Miss Daisy. Wasn't she in that?
Mm-mm.
Who was the girl in it?
It was
the woman.
Somebody else.
Somebody famous, though.
I can't recall.
Obviously, Sister Act, Maggie Smith, hello. First Wives Club, have you seen her in First Wives Club?
I think I have, yeah. She's the wealthy woman. Remember, Sarah Jessica Parker's so good in that, too. Like, hats off to her. She's really funny in it.
Yeah.
It's hard to be funny and dumb. People don't realize how hard it is to play dumb. But it really is hard to be dumb and lovable. And she's great at it.
I wouldn't call her lovable in it.
But she kind of is. As much as she's annoying and I hate her, there's a part that's like very redeeming.
But I don't think you're supposed to love her.
You don't. But I'm saying as an actress, I'm like, she's doing it so well.
Oh, yeah. I love her in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, we got sidetracked. But I am excited for Hocus Pocus. But, oh, Halloween Town, yes, the two main people. Remember she was in Quince, too, the main actress?
Oh, yeah.
Quince, you guys, was another absolutely stunning. Kimberly Brown, I believe, is the actress's name. She did a lip quiver that I remember being like, that's acting. I was like, that 13-year-old girl is working it. Like, she is quivering that lip. She has 5 siblings. She is showing me a range of motion.
What was the one? Xenon.
Girl of the 21st Century. Yeah. Xenon Girl of the 21st Century is such... Zetus Lapidus. What else do I remember? Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl. I'm so interested to know why my brain literally remembers this and not something
I don't know.
Else.
I feel like your brain is like firing at all cylinders right
my
now.
My brain's on fire right now.
Like, I feel like I'm watching fireworks.
Honestly, I feel like Katy Perry. Thank you for saying that.
I just felt a charge of electricity through the couch.
Okay. Chris literally just had like a convulsion. I thought you were being sarcastic. You felt electricity go through my couch?
No, I was.
Oh, you're being funny.
Doing a little bit.
Oh, sorry,
I didn't
you
actually
guys.
Feel
that was just
electricity
a bit. I'm
go
humiliated.
Through the couch.
Oh, wow. That was good then. I'm kind of impressed.
Thank you.
Okay. Loved Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. I love the aunt in that. Remember that woman? Very funny. Hats off to you if you're listening.
I don't remember her.
Oh.
What was that other movie about space where they lived in space?
Give me more.
That wasn't it.
No, but I meant what's it?
I know, I'm kidding.
Again, you're on fire. I'm just not
you.
Getting it. I don't remember a space thing.
And I used to love Even Stevens. Which...
I was about to say, Even Stevens, the movie was pretty good.
And the show was great.
The show was great. Again, comedic gold. I was watching the opener again. I was showing my boyfriend. I was informing him about who I am as a person, which mm-hmm. if you're not going to watch the Even Stevens opening, you don't know me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's claymation. And he said, why would a live action show have a claymation opening?
Why does Lizzie McGuire have a cartoon?
Exactly. Why do pigs sometimes oink? That's what they do.
Yeah. We don't make decisions.
Let's not question. That's life, honey. It's like, that's the artistic life. That's the licensing. That's Disney Channel.
It's okay? called Disney thinking Channel. Outside the
outside
box.
Outside the box. Okay. Do you understand? And he really didn't. And that's on him. So I love that. I also was a huge Olsen Twins fan.
You have to remember, I was a young closeted man with no sister.
Oh God. So have you seen some of the, and if you
I've
haven't,
seen,
we're going to have a viewing
it wasn't
party.
Like, it wasn't like, hey, I've seen them 100 times. Like when my cousins would be.
Yeah. Then you get a sneak
like,
peek.
If I'd be at my cousins, yeah, I could like watch it because they're watching it or like at friends' houses. But
let
I wasn't
me pitch
asking
you something
for
right
Mary
now.
Kate and Ashley.
Let me
I
pitch
didn't
you something
be
right now. We're the next Mary Kate and Ashley. Hear me out. Okay, we package ourselves, okay? And like every movie, we play twins. With their plots are stunning. And I'm like, what if we're the next big twins? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what
we
if
are
we're
the, Mary
the next big twins?
That's what I'm saying. What if? Can you handle it?
They started as
Passport
babies.
Passport to Paris. It's never too late. We are babies, in a way. Babies.
Like, I remember I loved Wild Wild West.
Oh, that was such a good one.
I learned about Fool's Gold there.
Yes. Remember Double Toil and Trouble or Double Double?
Oh,
they're
double, double,
so
toil and
little
trouble.
In that one. They are put, they're little, like three. They had to be three.
Billboard
I don't know. Four,
Dad.
They're so, which one? Billboard Dad. You guys, if you've never seen Billboard Dad, first of all, remember, this is, the information you're getting today is so important.
Oh, wait, also.
Yeah.
They had a show. Okay, so remember how they had so little
Simple
time?
Simple Life.
They had so little time.
I do remember so little time, but
and
the one before,
before
that,
that
where the redhead, short-haired babysitter.
What was it called?
It kind
that,
of like.
I loved that show.
I
and
loved
And I did not understand
why
they stopped
canceled.
That and started So Little Time.
I know. Well, So Little Time, they were like, we're hot now and we're a little different.
And we're rich. In
yeah,
So Little Time, all of a sudden, they lived in with
a beach
butler.
With a, oh my God, the butler, though, who is in who's in the Robin Williams Birdcage, who's in Birdcage,
yes.
Robin Williams, and he's
what was
stunning.
That fucking show? I don't think it was called Simple Life.
It's like, it. I see the word kind in it, and that, I think, that kind of...
And I remember, like, they have this single dad, I think?
Yes, but the babysitter, remember? It's like, will the nanny and the dad hook up? Which the
Two of a kind.
Didn't I say the word kind was in the title?
It was so good, and
it was so good
for one season.
That's when they always came up with the thing, which is Mary Kate's athletic and plays soccer, and Ashley is fashion and will never
always.
Be athletic. And I loved that. Remember the soccer movie too? That was a good one, Passport to Paris. But I loved Two of a Kind. I thought that was so funny and good. And
so
honestly,
Little Time also only had one.
Who's
season.
The babysitter in that? The redhead in that?
Meryl Streep.
No. That actress is very good. She actually reminds
Sally
me of...
Wheeler.
Okay, would not have guessed that name. Would not
She's
have...
She's much older now. She's
well,
52.
That... Shh. Well, that means...
She was in Two of a Kind, Lipstick Jungle.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was great
not
in it.
Not a very
okay,
illustrious...
Okay, don't say that. She could have quit.
Career.
Well,
here.
She was very good in that. I remember being impressed by her and thinking that I hope I have a nanny like her.
She's a she's a Taurus.
Okay. Well.
She was in Blue Bloods as Doctor.
As Doctor?
Yeah.
No name?
No.
Well, I did love that show. And Mary-Kate and Ashley, and you've obviously seen It Takes Two.
Oh, obviously.
The most iconic I think there really ever was.
I want my husband sometime at our, like, if he doesn't repeat at some point after, I want him to propose.
Yeah.
We kiss. And then he says, and it was a high fly ball.
Over the left field.
I don't remember the
I
rest
don't remember
of
it. But God, that was good.
Before Kirstie Alley was a psycho.
I know. She's so adorable in that movie, too. And I remember when she's like, killer, they gave me a killer horse. I love that part where he saves her on the horse. I want to be saved on a horse.
Steve Guttenberg in that movie, too.
See, and that's that iconic trope, which is like helping with someone who nicks their head. And then you're like, oh, you big baby. Shh. And then they like look at each other in the eyes.
Ugh.
And the butler in that, who always plays the butler, who we love. Remember, your hair, you're here. I loved that.
Do I make myself clear?
Yeah.
Clear as glass.
Crystal.
In
fact, I can see right through. I'm going to play
she
a song
says I
from
can see right through Choppin. You.
Yeah, through you. Remember Choppin?
Choppin.
Yeah. Very, very funny.
Oh my God. I love that movie.
I love that movie.
Guys, speaking of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you join the Patreon.
Yeah. Which, why aren't we all running over there?
Because we do a nice bonus audio episode for everyone.
Yes.
And maybe this week we watch It Takes Two.
That's so fun.
And record.
Hell yeah.
While watching It Takes Two. And it'll be like watching the movie together.
It's like I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
I wonder how much
I have memorized. I truly mean that. Amanda Butkus, how much do I have memorized of It Takes Two? Because I used to rent that every single week. Every now and then I go to Richie Rich. Okay.
Oh,
I was switched
it.
Between Richie Rich.
No, or I it owned takes It Takes Two on VHS. My
I do
mom
have
loved that
the
movie
DVD
too. We used to watch it together all the time.
Okay, what's your favorite scene in it? Take your time. Also, let's not forget Richie Rich. I do want to table that because I do think that's one of the most iconic movies that has ever existed in the history of movies.
I think I liked the adult scenes.
Yeah,
I was like a kid.
Yeah.
That was like I loved the love story of Kirstie.
I loved the adult
I think,
story.
I'm looking back, I think my first gay crush was on Steve Guttenberg.
Honestly, maybe me too. Remember when he comes out of the water? I remember being like, that sweater is tight.
Fuck me.
See, I don't want a man jumping in a lake with a bathing suit. I want him in a sweater and jeans, and I want him to walk out slowly. That's what I want.
You guys, listen.
Please.
We're going to go. Let's do this right now, okay?
Live on the scene.
We're going to do it right now. So literally go to the Patreon.
Okay, Ron, I did want to show you, but I'll wait. Sorry.
Oh,
the deep end, but we'll do it another time.
Well, we can
do whatever we want, actually.
We can do whatever we want, but I think we
have to watch It Takes Two.
Yeah.
And like, if you've never seen it, literally for your own education, run. And if you have seen it, you've never seen it with us. So run over there.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So
and
go
also,
over there.
You've got the video versions coming. You've got our Hallmark that we do with video, which is normally absolutely stunning. And the outfits are fire, and it isn't easy in the summer, so show respect, please.
Okay. But you know what? Until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Vitamin Water is from New York. We needed a drink that can keep up with the music scene in the city. We gotta see our favorite DJ perform in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. or sing karaoke in the Village, also at 3 a.m. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.